The General Services Administration wants to reduce its carbon footprint to zero, meaning the agency wants to balance the amount of energy it uses with the amount of energy that it saves. And Administrator Martha Johnson has set out its long-term goal to challenge and invigorate the government. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller is right here, right now, live with details about how GSA plans to get to this zero carbon footprint and other sustainability initiatives that are on the horizon in the works. So GSA is looking, means a zero carbon footprint. Seems tough.
Oh, that's going to be absolutely tough. But and she knows it. I mean, she's pretty honest in terms of saying, hey, this is not going to be a short-term thing. And in fact, we're not even sure how we're going to do it. But when you talk zero carbon footprint, I mean, it's basically saying we're going to baseline how much energy we use and figure out where can we save it so we end up zero, you know, no plus, no minus, in terms of they're not going to give necessarily energy back or use right. more energy than they're using. And that's tough. That means you know, we talk about paper, we talk about telecommuting. I mean, everything we're talking about here. So, I mean, and remember that, that these are part of, this is part of the broader goal that the White House is pushing, that the President Obama put out an executive order.
13-514.
You remember it.
Yeah.
That's good.
It was from my panel out at ERMCO, so I have it now memorized. And it was, in fact, tattooed. See, right there.
It was October, right?
Yeah, right.
There you go. And basically, agencies now have plans due this June 2nd, to say how they're going to deal with these, what they call Scope 3, which is stuff like all their stuff that they don't normally have control over. Like, they can't control, for instance, the energy coming into the building, but telecommuting or commuting or suppliers and stuff like that. So they have these plans due. And I think that GSA is kind of using this as a challenge to the rest of the government to take aim at how much energy they're using. Sustainability and greening of government is a huge focus at the GSA Expo this week in Orlando. I know you had Larry Allen from the Coalition for Government Procurement on earlier in the show, and he talked about that. And GSA Administrator Martha Johnson says her agency can play actually a key role in helping agencies meet President Obama's goal through procurement of products and services, through tools, and maybe more importantly, through leadership.
I think GSA is, as I've said, both positioned for it and poised and ready and eager and excited to begin to play a much more aggressive role in this. I liken it to the moonshot because it's kind of like, if you think about NASA, years ago, could have set for itself the goal of having rockets out, you know, sort of shoot off from Earth and get outside the Earth's gravitational pull. And that would have been kind of a cool thing to work on. Or we could have had a NASA that was aiming to put people into some sort of spacecraft that would circle the Earth. But those kinds of goals would not have gotten us to the moon. And this is why I think that we need to set an aggressive, audacious goal, if you will, for GSA with respect to zero environmental footprint, so that we can really accelerate our own expertise and attract the kind of talent that clearly flocked to NASA to do the kind of work that they were doing in the 60s. This is just a way of getting everyone focused on how serious we need to be about the sustainability agenda.
So then the how and the when is the question that you, me, and probably everybody else wants to know, because not going to be easy. Now, Johnson doesn't really have that many answers yet, but actually she's going to start looking for those answers later this month.
The notion of zero environmental footprint is sort of a big strategic notion, which at this point has not been turned into a lot of programmatic detail by any means. I've only been here 90 days, and in just looking around and understanding all that is coming in our direction, it is clear that inexorably we're moving in this to be taking this kind of leadership role. Off-site with the leadership team at the end of this month for a couple of days, and we're going to visit a company that has been working on this since the mid-1990s. And has a lot of lessons to teach us, and not just about their particular product, but how they went about adopting this, changing their culture, engaging employees, and becoming sophisticated about this. One of the things about a goal like this is the first thing you start quibbling about is the kind of issues you're raising, which is what does it mean? How do we know it? How do we start measuring? Where are we going to get the biggest bang for the buck to begin with?
Okay, Jason, so they're looking to do this internally, but it sounds like they really want to be a model for outside government, outside all across government. How do they be that kind of model for everyone else?
Well, obviously, this goal is definitely long-term, but over the short term, they see some more opportunities to impact the government, starting with their schedules program. You know, this is the thing, this is the program that there's 70,000 contractors, $35 billion in business. Steve Kempf is the acting commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service, and he says FAS is looking at the role of sustainability across every FAS business line, from technology to the auto fleet to buildings.
one of the first things we're doing with the schedules program is going through and we're looking at the icons that are there. And I think this is really important because when people spend time and money to try to find green or sustainable products, they need to be sure they're getting what they're buying. So we've been working with some of the agencies that own some of the icons, first to get direct feeds when that's available, and then secondly, looking at the icons that are there to make sure that they're tough, if you will, or they're set up by certain standards. And we're re-looking at all of that to make sure that they're rigorous and they're reliable.
Over the long term, Kemp says FAS is looking at what it means to be a green or sustainable supplier, that he would like to see more companies on the schedule that are providing these emerging or leading-edge technologies, products, services around sustainability. Right now, GSA has some, but many provide tools to measure sustainability or those environmental consulting types of services. The other area that GSA is going to have a big impact is around federal buildings.
Oh, yeah.
GSA is spending more than $5 billion, that's from the Recovery Act, to upgrade agency offices around the country, and part of their goal is obviously to make them more green. And with any, and then they have their renovation of their own headquarters that we've talked about. And Johnson says they're going to try out some new ideas that could be a model for the rest of government.
Well, we are moving into swing space, and that swing space right now has been designed so that I think it is LEED Gold, and we're pretty proud about that. So we're going to be learning a lot just being in that environment. I know, for example, we made a decision to put some of the telepresence kind of equipment into it. So, and that was just recently done as a way of thinking about not just how the building is, but how and where all our transportation to and from could be affected.
Now, once renovated, GSA expects their headquarters to be LEED Silver, so not quite gold, but still pretty energy efficient, pretty sustainable.
Yeah, it's probably better than a lot of federal buildings are now.
Well, in fact, any new building or any new lease has to be at least meet that LEED Silver standard. Mm-hmm. GSA put that out a couple years ago, so that's being worked into over the next year or so.
So every agency is under a lot of pressure to begin reducing this carbon footprint. Any status update on the carbon footprint tool that I know GSA has been working on for a while, haven't they?
This is something they've been working on since last fall, and in fact, I asked that same question, and there is some progress, but not as much as one would thought, considering all this focus on sustainability. Kemp describes the tool status.
The tool is still in development. We let a contract board earlier this year to do some upgrades to it that were necessary for it to be fully usable by the agencies. It is, as I said, it's still in development. I think we're being tested right now, and as soon as we get it moving reliably in the direction we want and all of the capabilities and the robustness that it needs for the agencies to use, we'll be releasing that.
Now, in the meantime, GSA is trying to educate agencies and vendors about sustainability. We talked about them. They're at Expo in Orlando now. They offered actually 20 training courses on sustainability or greening of the government around such subjects as writing sustainability into contracts or the federal buildings issue. Kemp says most of the courses were standing room only, and additionally, at the conference, they had about 700 booths, or about 32% of those 700, or about 220 booths, address sustainability or green products or services in some way. So there's a lot of attention being paid. And I guess with this June 2nd deadline coming up, the agencies are going to say, okay, we've put these strategies out there. How are we going to get there? And both Administrator Johnson, Steve Kemp, and a lot of others at GSA are expecting agencies to come to them and say, help us, because this is pretty tough stuff. This is not, you know, like buying, you know, cars or buying pens and papers. This is like, okay, how do we think about this in a way to change the way we do business or change the way our employees work?
Well, and Larry Allen was telling us earlier that all GSA people were told you can't rent a car. You have to find, you know, either take a van to GSA Expo or, you know, get together so you're reducing that footprint.
That's a part of that culture change, part of that modeling for other agencies.
Thinking things in different ways.
Right. When other people say, oh, look, there's not 400 cars from 400 people from GSA, but there's a van or a bus taking them there. I think that's a fascinating attempt. And you're going to see more of that. I think you're going to see, especially as GSA moves out of their headquarters building during the renovation, a lot more telecommuting, a lot more, as Administrator Johnson said, telepresence to cut down on the commute time between for meeting. I think you'll see even more coming from them over the next 6-8 months.
And as they begin to do that, they're going to learn a lot of lessons that they can hopefully share with other folks because, you know, we're still seeing telework moving slowly, inch by inch, but I mean, there's a lot of ways to go.
And that's just a piece piece of it. I mean, one of the things that Steve Kemp talked about was the idea of, you know, desktops. Can we can we reduce the power your desktop computer is taking? Well, maybe as GSA moves into the swing space temporary, they test a 3-month test on virtualization of the desktop. Yeah. That's something that a lot of people are pretty hesitant to go to because they're not sure how it works. But maybe just out of need for the, because they're moving for a temporary time frame.
Look at it as an opportunity rather than just a pain in the neck.
Exactly.